You know, I've always been fascinated by the role of a referee in professional wrestling, how they are an intricate part of the match, but they're supposed to remain in the background and not really be seen, and how they are expected to call the match down the middle and call it legit as if it was a real match. If a guy's shoulders are pinned to the mat for a three count, you count the three count, whether it was the streak, whether he was supposed to win the title, whether it was the main event at WrestleMania and it was for the Dream, finish the story, all of that, you count the three count. If a guy's outside the ring and he does not get back in the ring before the count of 10, count that motherfucker out, whether that was the finish or not. And Jessica Carr, WWE's top referee, in my opinion, was on the Busted Open radio show this week, talking with her former trainer, Bully Ray, and the host, Dave LaGreca, about this very thing, about her experiences inside the ring, where she had to maybe work to keep her credibility as a referee, and maybe a time that she got in trouble with Vince McMahon for not keeping her credibility as a referee. Check out this clip.
I'm very critical of refereeing in all companies and keeping credibility on referees, because the referee is a very important part of the match. Have you ever found yourself in a position where you felt like your credibility was being put in a weird spot where you've had to be very vocal with a wrestler and say, hey, listen, I look bad in this moment? And how do you deal with that situation with said wrestler?
Yeah. So actually, this would probably come up more often than you would anticipate, in that talent, wrestlers, producers, everyone has an objective in whatever the business of the match is. So they don't necessarily think about how a referee's perspective is, whether that is a count on the outside, whether that's a count, anything. So more often than not, I do try to contribute to, hey, can you just maybe hear, you guys are on the outside a little too long. Can you come inside? Can you break it here? I try to contribute as much as possible if I just listen to the run through of a match ahead of time. I always will say my piece. There's some times where it's like, it's fine. We got it. No worries. We'll take the heat for it, whatever. But with that perspective of, I always like to at least be vocal and say my piece, and then, because that's my perspective and that's how I feel. But everyone is actually very understanding of that. They want to hear it. They want to make the match better. They want to keep the credibility of the referee. And they always please. And that's also with different ideas, different transitions. I love being able to contribute anyway, because I love this very much. And being a wrestler previously, it's very much still in my soul of that creativeness. And if I can add value to any little idea or transition or make a match better, then I want to do that. So
have you ever had your ass chewed by anybody in the WWE? Have you ever had as grueling of a moment in WWE as you've had in the school?
It has not. No, honestly.
Tell me about your worst day on the job.
It would have had to have been probably during Thunderdome era. And again, this is why I'm so critical of my 10 counts now. But at the time, it was because of the fact that, especially that the crowd, there was no crowd, it was very quiet. And so the lack of a 10 count or was apparent if you weren't counting, or if it was right at that 9, should have been a 10 count. I didn't call the 10 count. And it was just, it was well known and expressed to me that that can't happen again.
First of all, can I just say that Jessica Carr cleans up very nicely after being all uptight and buttoned up as a referee. She certainly knows how to let her hair down, doesn't she? This was an incredibly fascinating interview. Again, I'm very fascinated by the role of a referee in general. Chris Jericho did a very fun episode a few months back, probably a year ago now, the anatomy of a referee, taking you inside the ring with a referee and kind of going over the different roles that the referee has within a wrestling match. I love that it is expected of them to call it down the middle, to keep it legit, to keep their credibility, because keeping their credibility keeps the credibility of the business. If a guy is not supposed to lose the match, but his shoulders are clearly down for a three count, and he does not get his shoulder up, and you go, oh, it was only two, you stop your count, fans are going to see that shit and they're going to call bullshit and they're going to be completely out of the match at that point. They're going to lose interest in it. It's going to take them out of their disbelief, right? The suspension of disbelief that they have when they go in to watch a wrestling match goes down the toilet when a referee botches a spot like that. When a guy's outside the ring and you're going, eight. That's not eight. That's eight. Nine. Nine and a half. Nine and three quarters. Hey, guys, get the fuck in the ring. Come on. Nine and seven eighths. You just made it. It ruins the credibility of the match. It ruins the credibility of the company. It ruins the credibility of everything. So that's why it's so important that a referee does call it straight down the middle. I am curious of some of the bigger fuck-ups in wrestling history. Maybe some major title changes or changes to WrestleMania, big main event type matches that happened because of referees calling it down the middle and a wrestler actually fucking up. Now, I know this has happened before, but I don't know that it's ever happened in big, big matches. Please correct me if you are aware of such a match down in the comments, let me know, and that would be a fun one to go back and watch and see how that plays out. But this was something, remember when Undertaker lost the streak, people thought that this was kind of a fuck up at that point. People thought the referee accidentally counted to three or some shit like that, or Taker didn't get his fucking shoulder up in time and it was a botch. It wasn't a botch, it was meant to happen that way. Can you imagine the referee that ends the Undertaker streak because of a fuck-up? Oh, man. Oh, man. Whose ass would get chewed in that situation? Would it be the guy? Would it be Taker for not kicking out at three? You think he's going to get the ass chewing in that situation? I think it would be a super fun job to be a referee. I think there's a lot to... If you ever watch a referee, they got a lot going on, man. Not just communicating, they got the earpiece right, so they're always communicating like time cues and that sort of thing, passing messages from the back, you know, okay, I'll try this, you know, because the agents, the producers also sit on the headsets, so they're also communicating to the referee who's communicating to the wrestlers in the ring. They always got to be there in the right place at the right time in the right position, but they also got to get the fuck out of the way and not be there, not be seen. Referee almost becomes invisible. It's like when you play the video games. I think I haven't played a recent one, but I know in the past referees have been semi-invisible. Like you can see them, but they're kind of also see-through because you're not really supposed to pay much attention to them. That's kind of their role. And I think Jessica Carr, I think, does a better job than most. She's one of my favorite referees, and not just because she's a babe. Not just because she looks real good when she lets her hair down like that. She's got a fun personality on her, too. She used to be a wrestler. She talks about that for a little bit in this interview. She tried out for the WWE to be a wrestler and did not make the cut as a wrestler, but they did keep her on board as a referee. They talked about how during, I don't know if everybody gets trained up this way, but when she trained at Bully Ray's school, she was also trained to be a referee when they would do like matches and shit. You know, they would do practice matches back and forth with the trainees and that kind of thing. They would take turns. You know, somebody would jump in and they would be the referee in the match. And they would learn that role as well. Jessica Carr got into a lot of the tough training that she had to undergo with Bully Ray. Doesn't surprise me. Bully tried to justify it in the interview by saying, you know, this is to prepare you for having to be face-to-face with Vince McMahon or deal with his ass-chewings. And, you know, this is going to be nothing compared to what you're going to have to deal with when you get to the WWE. Bully asked her, if she ever had to deal with anything in WWE as hard as Bully Ray was on her in training. And she said, no, I didn't, as a matter of fact. So it's been a pretty easy ride for her compared to training with Bully Ray and D-Von at the Team 3D Academy there. Awesome interview. Lots of great insight. Lots of great insight into just Jessica Carr as a person, if you have more interest in her. Certainly I do now. After watching this interview, I am absolutely team Jessica Carr. I always thought she was one of the better referees anyway. And, you know, they make a big deal about all the women breaking grounds. Oh, this was the first women's this, the first women's that, the first woman to referee, blah, blah, blah. Jessica Carr also makes the point in this that she likes that we're kind of getting to the point where that's not really the story of the match anymore. It's not, this is the first women's blah, 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 and that it's just, you know, a woman doing the job now. You know, we don't really worry that Jessica Carr is the first woman to referee an Elimination Chamber match. We just go, Jessica Carr is refereeing a Elimination Chamber match. Great interview. Can't recommend it enough. I'll leave it there. I do have the link down in the description below if you want to watch the full thing. She's got a hell of a personality, man. I can see that she, you know, I can see her as a wrestler. I could see her being a wrestler and kind of fitting in as that personality, as dry and drab and boring and plain as she seems in the stripes. She is clearly not that way outside of the stripes. She clearly knows how to let her hair down, look good, have fun, and I just can't recommend that conversation enough. If you're into that kind of thing, if you just want to learn more about her or learn about the inside workings of being a referee, which is endlessly fascinating to me, I'll leave it there. Peace, love, and pizza. I am your boy, Seth Grimes, and I'm going to move on to the next.
Let me tell you something, brother. You can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on this channel, dude. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to take your vitamins and say your prayers, brother.
I hate Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo.
You should come to the gathering with me.
Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop whoop shit anymore.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep!
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit! Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror. There was a guy I saw got chopped in half. I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering. A bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.